Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast.
Yeah.
As always, you can find me at Justin Fuller Comedy on Instagram.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram.
And as you can see, we got a special guest in the house. That's Mr. Chad Tate.
Yeah. How can they find you, Chad?
Right now, they can find me held hostage at the Paco Midnight Podcast, being entertained with an assortment of party cocktails.
We got all types of party favors for our special guest, Mr. I Am Chad, on all social media platforms. You can find him there. He's one of the best in the Cleveland area.
Absolutely.
This episode of the Midnight Paco Podcast, brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services, help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right.
When I first started doing comedy, it was like this guy Chad was like one of the guys that I saw and was entertained by. I don't laugh much at many comics, but I was definitely laughing at this guy, and he was like definitely one of the ones that I said I want comfortability like that guy.
Right.
Right. I want to be comfortable on stage like Chad.
He wants to be that high.
Right. So, are you high all the time?
No, man. I'm just, I just talk a lot.
I'm high all the time. That's my cologne. People are like, what the fuck? I just sprayed my cologne, people. I apologize.
Uh-huh.
So, speaking of ways your comfortability, how long have you been doing this?
Since December 2018. Was my debut onto a stage, and then I did it all through 2019, and then we had that shit show 2020. Yeah, man, the cover came off the wagon, and it was borderline naked and afraid time.
right.
And but then eventually I picked back up in 21. So since then the wheels been rolling.
So shit, man, So. 4 years? Really?
Oh,
shit. Not even.
God damn it.
Not even. 3, because you took a year off.
Yeah.
Damn, you're that good? That's what's up. So that means you've been funny your whole life.
I have found humor.
There we go.
I have found humor in life.
Yeah. But that takes a special person. You know what I'm saying? To deal with bullshit and turn that into humor.
And turn it into something. Because
that's how you survive.
Yeah.
Through a lot of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But that's beautiful because you're able to... It shows that you've dealt with it. And yeah, it's just that time. So what made you decide to get on stage with it then?
It was kind of like my old lady asked me about it. Okay. I told her, in fact... I had told her about this class I saw. Shout out to Dave Schwinson's class.
At the Improv, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I told her about that, and she was like, hey, you should do it. I had some extra money at the time, and I was like, hey, he's probably just hustling people or whatever. But keep laughing, Dave. yeah, I went down there, took the class because at her bequest.
Okay.
And
That's dope.
That's how it got going. Yeah, man. And I remember, too, like, she was so pivotal in the beginning because she would always be the loudest in the crowd. No matter, because when I first started, you know, no one comes out like magical.
Right.
And shit. Yeah, right. I was a train wreck, man. I was East Palestine, man. Shout out to the people, too. On a very serious note, shout out to the people of East Palestine, man. What a shit show you guys are dealing with down there.
Shit, that's just leaking everywhere.
Yeah, man.
Right.
But yeah, my comedy career was a lot like a train wreck at first, but she was always out in the crowd screaming, I love you, baby.
That's what's up.
Yeah, it was fire, man. It was critical encouragement, man.
Yeah, it's awesome. Because
I started watching myself from the very beginning.
Good.
And I saw it as a travesty. I was like, oh my God, man, this is brutal. And
what would you do?
I was very loud and overwhelming.
Okay.
I would used to flap my hands around like I was lost in the wind and shit. And I just had no appreciation for the audience.
Okay.
Really is what was missing.
Okay.
And then once you start to appreciate the audience, you know, that's really a turning point.
Right.
Once you start to appreciate them rather than expecting them to appreciate you, that's when they become compliant and they want to listen. They want to hear you.
Right.
So they got to come out and kind of like show them some appreciation and make a connection with them. The sooner that connection is made, the better.
Okay. So like for me, I always like, before I got into...
Hey, is this mic real sensitive? Like, if I exhale deeply, is it going to...
It ain't going to be no
sound like I'm out recording live in the zone and
shit. ASMR all day in this motherfucker anyway.
Peas are going to spike the needle.
Like, boom.
I turned this shit all the way up because unfortunately that mic's the oldest one.
That's all right, man. If I'm hard to hear now, it's just like my comedy show. So
upgrade. We need upgrades.
We need upgrades, people. But like I said, I was saying like in the beginning, it was like, you know, you're looking for your... Did you like at what point did you like when you came out with your material, like some of my older material, I did it a certain way, and now I have like a... I'm not going to say I found my voice, but I got a new found rhythm with my material.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at what point did you find like a rhythm that you were comfortable with performing on stage?
So, I still don't think like I'm really comfortable.
So when
you start doing comedy now, you become you have an alter ego, actually. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody walks... I don't walk around the whole goddamn day telling jokes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not all day trying to get people to laugh.
I talk shit more or less, and that makes people laugh.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you still have that witticism about you, but but you know, I'm not presenting material all day long.
Not at all.
So you know, when you're on stage, you're an identity.
Right.
And I forget the setup for that made me forget what the fuck.
Well, I'm just asking you, like, when did you find your chat rhythm? That you had?
Yeah, well, you become that character, and now that's just a constant development. Now you're trying to become that's someone you get a chance to refine, because there's no reality for that identity up there.
Mm-hmm.
You are scripting that mm-hmm. entire everything right. they see. Right. That person on stage don't have bills and debts and animals and sick kids and right. problems at work and, you know what I'm saying, right. plumbing issues and all of that shit ain't going on at the same time. That person on stage ain't traffic and,
right.
you know, that's just right. someone is there that you created. That's an illusion. And you just want that to become better and better. Like a magician pulled a rabbit out of a hat.
Right.
And eventually some motherfucker was like, I think it was Copperfield, was like, fuck, I'm going to make the Statue of Liberty disappear.
Right.
How about those apples? Yeah. Now what?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I got that part.
Better, man.
I got to see David Copperfield as a kid.
Did you?
Yeah. My dad took me to the Warner Theater in Erie, PA. And I think he made a fucking lion disappear on stage or some shit. And then it came down the aisle or some shit. Was that or a motorcycle? I can't remember. You know, memory's foggy as fuck, but... It was something. It was cool as fuck as a kid. Because, you know, I used to like watching that shit. Like, on Halloween, they used to have, like, Houdini.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All them episodes of, like, Howard Houdini and disappearing right. and magic and shit. So, David Copperfield was always one of those fucking things. So, that's
that's pretty cool. I was a kid in the Cub Scouts that called out the comic at some basement party about the... I caught his little car magic.
And,
I was calling him out. Yeah. I saw what you did.
Yeah.
Well, hey, you got to bust him.
Well, basically what I'm saying is, like, you know, people that know me, they know I like to mock and imitate people.
Right.
And I told Chad this. Like, you, Chad, Snoop... are tough for me to Gary Coleman. They are tough
people
for me.
Say I look like Snoop. You guys think I look like Snoop?
Nah.
Not at all.
Nah. You look like what's that basketball player name?
There's two that I've always been compared to. Sam Bowie and Rick Fox.
I can see Rick Fox. But I'm
I
thinking about another brother. He got a sports show on and he'd be with Steven Jackson.
Shannon Sharp? I don't know. Shannon Sharp, do I? We all look
alike. Like, no, Skip, you don't look like him.
What the hell?
No, you don't look like Shannon Sharp. I know his name. Is that the
Skip?
Yeah, Skip. No, but.
I think you're going to fuck Skip up.
That's good.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm like, yeah.
Who else you got? That was good. That Shannon Sharp was good. Yeah.
I do a lot of people, man, and like your pattern.
I wish I could do voices.
Your pattern,
me too.
Man.
Me too.
It's tough. I can't. Like I said, this guy goes on stage and is like, he has a cadence. He's telling his material, and then he speaks in like an afterthought. Then he goes back into it, and it's like. I'm like, dude.
It's comedy Svengali.
And look at his merch, by the way, people.
Yeah, you see it?
Impossicalities.
Yep. Tell us what an impossicality is, man.
So, an impossicality is actually an expansion of a real situation. Impossicality just happened to fit because of some patterns in my family. Coming up, we were all very... grammatical family. Like, everyone in our family is pretty eloquent and can command the English language when they need to, but still keep it inclusive so that everyone understands the diplomacy you use. You know what I'm saying? That kind of shit.
Right.
And so sometimes we would struggle to find the right word. And there was actually a word in our family called rubulate. and it was some made up shit. I don't even know how it originally began, but it was just in our family. And everybody would use it. When there was no real word that you could put in, rubulate was perfect. And you could do everything with it.
Word.
Rubulatory is rubulative. is rubulating. Well, he rubulated. It just fit every... And that was that is still a very big joke in our family. Like, when I'm with my siblings, we'll find ways, you know, because it's funny to us. Like, nah, just let the kid rubulate for a little while. You know what I'm saying? And impossicality is just some artistry off of that.
Another form of rubulate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, if you see him live, you'll know what it is.
Yeah. So like, basically, when he was explaining impossicality, he was doing the chat, and that's his pattern. That can't be matched. You know, like, you don't even know. He just did the chat for y'all. You know, like... That's basically what it is, man. So, like, okay. And has anybody compared your comedy to anybody that's already out?
There was a dude, David Arnold, I think was his name.
I remember David Arnold.
Yeah.
Shout out. Rest in peace.
Not too, right. Yeah, rest in peace. Him, someone compared me to, but I'm not sure if they were doing it as a physical comparison or as a representative.
Well, speaking of that, you were saying, you know, you used to move your hands a lot, because I notice now you stand, like, basically still in front of the mic. I mean, you use your
hands. I got a white-knuckle grip on this bar right now. You guys just can't see it. No,
he uses his hands still.
I mean, but you stand still.
Yeah, you don't walk around.
Like, you're not Like me, I used to back like I'm Chris Rock on that motherfucker and trying to hit every edge of the stage when I used to, you know, start doing it. You know,
One of the first places I did stand up was a fucking peach crate. You couldn't walk around. You'll fuck around and twist your ankle.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Where was that?
Shout out to over on Cliffview, TikTok.
Shout out to TikTok. Off of Clifton.
Yeah, off of Clifton.
Shout out to TikTok.
Okay, I know where that's on.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have 80 to 120 milligrams of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
I'm not here to talk about that. I do have one, but when I got it, it was a demo with that and Impossicality. That was the two options the girl presented me, and I'm not here to talk about that. Just read too long on the shirt.
That's one of his catchphrases as well. I'm not here to talk about that.
Okay, yeah, let me see what you come up with. Because it was just, it was too much. It took up the whole front of the shirt, man.
That's what's supposed
to. It's too much to read.
You know what? Because you're Chad.
That's right. What are you saying,
I'll figure something out. Man, we'll show you something. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So who are some of your, so once you started, who are some of your influences then?
Marijuana.
Yeah.
Preach. Whiskey.
Speaker. You want to?
Bad girls.
Those filthies.
I got all the typical vices.
The question was,
who are your comedic influences? Like, who did you watch to say, hey, I want to do comedy?
So this is weird, man. I shouldn't even throw my mother under the bus like this. But coming up, my mother was a fan of horror movies, right?
Okay.
So I was a deviant child. Like, it was hard for my mother to find anybody that wanted to deal with me while she got out. So as a result, I used to have to go with her. And she would take me to all these rated R slasher movies when I was like 8 or 9 or 10, man. I'm traumatized in there for real. You know, she was trying to cover my eyes or wrap my head up or whatever, but it was a shit show. So when I was able to watch movies on my own, I just wanted to laugh. I ain't want to see no traumatic shit. You know what I'm saying? Plus, we didn't have the most affluent upbringing. So, that was the shit show, too. So, I just wanted to laugh, man. So, like, early on, I used to maybe they were influencing me. I'm not sure, but I used to like to laugh at Steve Martin.
Okay. Jerk.
And Richard Pryor.
Yeah, okay.
Those were, like, the first dudes I remember that were really funny because they both did stand-up. They both were in movies.
Right.
And then, like, John Candy came along and shit like that. But I never really had no comics that, because I never really saw myself doing comedy as a kid. Not until a few months before I did it, I never thought that I would be a stand-up comic.
That's what I thought, because I always just see movies. I'm like, they're in the movies. I'm never going to do that. I got to fucking get a job.
Yeah, man. I never thought I would ever do that.
So when you thought about doing it, did you just look up where I find an open mic at?
So back to my girl back then at that time. I, you know... I don't remember exactly how I came. I was sort of like, you know how everybody, you sit around, you're watching the comic, and be like, I could have said the same thing. I could have talked about that. And she was one of them Googlers. She's got an Apple phone that she thinks the world of, and she went online, and she was like, yeah, look, boom, you can go to comedy right here. Here's
wow.
And I looked at it, went into it. And I was like, all right.
Kudos to you for having support like that, man. Yeah. Because I'll tell you what, I told my wife, and she wasn't like disapprove, you know what I mean? She wasn't like super supportive. She was like, okay. Yeah. You know what I mean? One of those. So she ain't come out like, woo, but she came out, you know, a few times and supported in the beginning. But after a while, you know, it dries pretty quick. She's like, I ain't going out this motherfucker.
Plus, she calls Patricia Lee, because she might watch this.
There you go.
Shout out to her.
We ain't together.
The reason why I said shout out to her is because of her. You know, we may not know who I am.
She'll see the impossibility up there, and she kind of helped. She was kind of critical in the formation of that too, because I told her what I wanted to do, and then together me and her kind of sculpted out how the scenario could come up to introduce the world to a word that doesn't exist.
There you go.
But let them know immediately how it could. You know, because as soon as you hear it, you're like, oh yeah, I have had some goddamn impossibilities too when I look back.
Oh yeah, I'm sure we all did.
But we get through them, you know.
I'm sure that needs to be in the motherfucking Wikipedia. You can't you fucking put an entry in that bitch?
Wikipedia, or maybe what the, what is it called?
The street guide thing? The underworld?
What is it called?
World Star Dictionary?
The Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary.
Urban
yeah.
Dictionary.
World Star.
Yeah, the Urban Dictionary.
Smacking you around all day.
I'm good to like, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You like that, I'm more like this one.
So,
go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, like, you know, this is seen all over the world. Do you tour? You got any tours, dates?
Yeah, coming up
outside of Cleveland, Ohio?
To anyone who happens to be in the market for a comedian, I am available at iamchadcomedy@gmail.com. You can get in touch with me like that, because it's not like I'm overwhelmed with activities, especially in the comedy industry. But nonetheless, I'm not here to talk about that, right?
You're not here to talk about that.
I do have some stuff coming up.
Yes, you do.
But mostly because I'm a little bit of a derelict with my comedic responsibilities. You have to just, like, hit me up. Look at my Instagram, or that's actually the best place to find out any comedy flyers or upcoming events I have. And I'm on TikTok, too, at I Am Chad Comedy. In fact, everywhere, that's like my tag.
I tell you what, here you go, like this up, and I'm going to speak on something. We have a show coming up on March 30th.
Oh, yeah, we sure. I saw the flyer.
Listen, you will be headlining,
this is how much of a derelict I am. I saw the flyer today. I saw y'all, and I was like, damn, wait a minute. Because I've been on a show with Rich Green before with that same venue, and I was like, oh, maybe that's just an old flyer he's using to promote it. And then I saw you on there, and I was like, wait a minute, I don't think he was on the last show. And then I saw the date, and I was like, that had to be 22. Yeah, man, I just realized that.
This is right here, too, for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's dope. So
you guys might have just heard the glass squeak across the top of the microphone. But
that's
what happens when you bring people that ain't used to having shit in.
So what day did you guys show on?
March 30th.
March 30th.
Yeah.
March 2023.
It's going to be a fire show. Man. You got Rich Green hosting.
Shout out to Rich Green.
Big Rich.
You got Britton Grace. He's going to be doing that.
Shout out to Britton
Grace. You got me going to be talking about nonsense.
Justin Fuller.
And then this dude's headlining right here.
I Am Chad.
You know how, look.
That's a dope show.
That's a dope show.
It's going to be some rubulating on some impossibility.
Goddamn right. And it's going to be a fire show. Come out and support. I'll tell you what. I'm not in lights, but it's my first time being on a legit ticket.
There you go.
And I'm on with a dope ass headliner who's going to be out there.
I Am Chad.
You don't even know where he's going to end up, because this motherfucker is so funny. I can't wait.
Come on down.
I'm telling you.
If I can't get you to laugh, I might come out in the audience and tickle you. I'll get you to smile some kind of way.
Hey, have y'all noticed that he got on the original brown shirt? Did y'all see that?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to W. Scott. He's about to move rape and solo. We need to move this out the way. We need to pay homage and respect to my boys here. Baltimore Ravens.
So W. Scott's a Browns fan? Or?
Yeah, he's diehard Browns.
Yeah.
Well, he's living the Walking Dead.
Boo to both of you because I'm a Steelers fan. However,
that's why he's almost out the picture over here.
Yeah. I moved over. I let them get the shine for once a little bit.
Wow.
look, this is like a transition too, right? We got the white guy behind the blank background over there, the white.
That's right.
And you got the mixed guy kind of transitioning over here to the color background. And then we got Cornell, the brother from another mother, fully into the dark background. This is transition.
Bam.
We got the black and white merchandise. We're sending you guys Illuminati signs.
Messages.
About the,
you don't even know. Yeah. Message.
What? Maybe we shouldn't say the I word. We don't want to get in no trouble.
We got, already got invites. We got invites.
We got several invites.
You didn't get invited to the Illuminati?
And impossibilities.
You didn't get invited to the Illuminati?
Man, I don't know about them, man. That's some trippy stuff.
On Instagram? Them motherfuckers, they reach
no,
out.
No, but I got a cousin in Africa that just needs my routing number, and he said he'll end all my problems. Apparently, he owns a lot of property over
don't
there.
Don't click that link.
Yeah, don't. You don't want to click that. You don't want to click that.
Trust me, I asked my father if we had any relatives over there. He was like, "I can assure you, we don't."
So your comedy style, like, how do you approach a room? Do you like? For me personally, I approach a room. I try to look at the demographics. I try to look at the age, the race, and see what kind of jokes or what set I'm going to do. How do you normally set up yours?
So I typically have some kind of idea about what kind of crowd I'm going to be in front of. Mm-hmm. And I'll script the set and try to find some stuff I can snatch out of current headlines, too.
Okay.
Kind of inflict in there somewhere, especially if there's something relevant and I have a joke associated with it. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously I'm gonna try to, you know, I'm gonna implement that into whatever I start to come up with. But the day I show up for the show, what I got ready to do is that's what's gonna be done.
So
if it comes off the script, it comes off the rails.
Okay. So you're like me. You have that shit planned and ready to
go. Yeah, man. I already know what I'm doing.
So you don't do crowd work.
No, not really.
Okay.
Not much.
See, we've had that discussion a lot because there's people, you know, they have crowd work things and this and that. And I'm always like, I think you got to want to talk to somebody. You know what I mean? To really care. And if that happens naturally, I think somebody who knows how to interact with people naturally, it happens fucking naturally. You know what I mean? You know, you're trying to do your shit. Your goal is to sit there and let them watch your set. You know what I'm saying? So if something happens and you're able to interact with them, that's one thing. But that's going to happen in the moment. You know what I mean? I ain't trying to plan for that. You know what I mean? Right. I'm trying to focus on building my time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So speaking on which, so when you go out and you do your shows, so how much time do you normally do when you're out there doing headlining gigs then?
So the headlining gigs that I do now, are usually about, I'm okay for nothing. That's not a tap out. No, in fact, I can't do that on camera. Man. Oh. Yeah, no, I can't do that. If you offer it, I got to face
you. I'm going to let him hit it, then we'll put it out. So how long?
Distracting me. He's all it's like the shell game over here now. Cordell's sending me text messages to the phone. You guys can't see it. They got me all confused and frazzled over here. I better not fall asleep because I know I'm gonna wake up missing an eyebrow or some kind of nonsense is gonna.
I don't do that frat boy shit. I don't fuck around with that now. Mm-mm.
The Illuminati crossing.
Never there.
Oh shit.
Oh shit. part of a special group, Justice League, baby. We're built. He's above that.
So basically, you were saying that, you know, that's how you you set up your performances by, you know, you already have pretty much planned out. You don't do any crowd work. But I was at a show. We all were at a show.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I always refer to it as, it was, they were very kind to Justin. They loved Justin. They were taking pictures with this guy. They were very kind to me.
Oh, yeah.
Chad went out there and demanded his respect. Like, look, I ain't the one, you know, like, you know, so I've seen him interact with the crowd, and he's real smooth with the crowd. Even though he said he don't do crowd work.
No, that's natural. That's what I'm saying.
Natural.
That's his natural ability.
I was being obnoxious, for real. And I owe that crowd an apology. But if they come back and they get that way again, I will be obnoxious again.
No, to me, it was perfect and it fit. And he was able to finish his set that way. And
well, that was a professional in my eyes.
Yeah.
That's what I was looking at when I seen that. Because, you know, at that point, what, we were a year in?
Yeah. Not even? No.
Yeah, not even. So, you know, when you came out and did that shit, I'm like, word.
Yeah.
You know.
That's how you got to do it.
And that wasn't even the first time I've seen you out there, you know, doing your shit. So, like I said, man, it's one of those things where you see somebody and you're like, you got something.
Right.
And the fact that you've only been doing it really only about 3 years because of the fucking pandemic, you know what I mean, shows that it's your personality. You gotta have personality in this thing, you know what I mean? And I know you're not one of those people, you're like kind of like me, you're quiet, you know, in a room, you know what I mean? But on stage, you would have no idea. You think you'd be the most talkative person?
Do you write your jokes out?
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Justin?
Yeah.
So I think more than anything else, what the comedy is because it's not just, that's not my identity up there. Like I said, I don't fucking present jokes all day long.
No, for sure.
And so I think it's the writing, man. And like when you're a writer, that shit is personal to me. Like I put some effort in. Sitting down fucking literally either typing or pen to pad.
It's always
putting
pen
that shit in an expression, man. So that shit. You have attachment to jokes.
For sure.
To jokes, you know what I'm saying? And so I get sensitive about it. So you want to make sure when you put that out there that it's at least fairly evaluated is what I'll say. Because I don't care if people don't laugh because everybody is not everybody's cup of tea. You know what I'm saying?
Fairly evaluated.
But, just sit back, understand what I'm up here as.
Yes.
And... listen, I'm probably going to make you laugh anyway.
Yes.
So, at least most comics have that ability to at least at some point hit everybody for something. especially if they're up to featuring or they're, you know, at a club or something, they're going to have some skill set and they deserve some respect. And
for sure.
They'll find something in there. But, just fairly evaluate. If you don't appreciate me, I appreciate that. Level.
We do guest spots.
We do guest spots, but we have the time.
Yeah.
Because, look, we built it five minutes at a time. That's the beautiful thing about, you know, the Funny Stop. You know, we always shout out the Funny Stop. That's our home club, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Pete. That's my dude.
Yeah, Pete. We
ain't got... Never knew it. You're not funny. Pete!
We've yet to get the crackpots. We want to try and get out there, you know what I'm saying? We've yet to get out there. It's usually Thursdays is the open mic, so you know what I'm saying? And this is when we film. So
the mic is a hit or miss, too, but...
But still,
sometimes it's a good room because those people come out to support comedy.
And that's what it's a club. Mm-hmm. It's not a bar,
exactly.
Where you're hoping somebody's paying attention, and most of them ain't comics. You know what I'm saying? It's a different vibe,
right?
You know, and that's why I've gravitated towards the Funny Stop because the Improv and Hilarities don't have those.
Is something smoking? Am I seeing smoke? I'm tripping. Maybe I'm tripping. I might be the
It's a lot of the smoke that we've been smoking in this place. It's cloudy. Oh, yeah. No, we good. It's cloudy for sure.
That's funny, man. It's still weird to see myself like on...
flyers and shit?
Yeah, man. I walked in the... Shout out to... Lex,
okay,
Lex Vegas.
Okay, we did a show,
and I came in, man. He had this big ass flyer,
really? Like,
it was big, man. It's the biggest flyer I've seen myself.
You're
on.
A star, dog.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, get used star, to it. Man. Yeah.
Get used to it, Chad. Get used to it. It's a different thing because you're doing something that you're born to do, and it's easy. Not easy. You know what it is. But you know what I'm saying? It's not easy, but emotionally, and you know, you're trying to think of stuff, you want to be funny, but at the same time, it's not breaking your back.
Sometimes I feel like it's necessary, though. Like, comedy is kind of almost like therapeutic,
yes.
too.
Sure.
And, I didn't really, I think, I do this bit about therapy and shit like that, but I've always been kind of, I like to deal with myself,
right?
And sure. I have found like writing and being creative and shit is I just haven't always been in an environment to utilize that hasn't been the shit necessary for circumstances,
right?
But the being creative shit has always been there, and that just kind of is what the comedy is about now.
Yeah. I had this conversation with Blake. Shout out to Blake Townsend.
Shout out, Blake.
Have you ever had a job and said, yeah, I can see myself being here for 20 years?
Hell no.
Not never.
I ain't never got hired and been too happy about this shit.
Exactly. So I think that's just the type of personality we have as individuals are like, because people are content with a lot of shit in this world.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Man, I've never been
and
on board
I've
like that.
I've never been that type of person.
I even did some time for a certain mail distributor that I won't name because I'm not here to talk about that shit.
Right.
And it was, they're a Fortune 500 company, and still.
Yep.
The day I got there, I was like, this isn't going
to
be.
And that's the personality. Like I said, I've tried to do the right thing, the structured way my whole life. And it's got to a point where I was fucking sweeping and a diaper wouldn't sweep up in the rain. And I had to get out and fucking pick it up with one of those motherfucking things and put it in the back. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? I'm listening to a podcast about doing comedy. I'm like, I just need to try this shit. Fuck it. The thing that scared me was a 10-year thing. Oh, it takes 10 years to do it. It takes 10 years to do it. And then I thought to myself, well, if I don't start now, fuck, what am I going to do 10 years from now? I would have been wishing I would start it. So
yeah.
I'm glad I started. It took me still like a couple of years to even try it after I started thinking about it. But at the same time, it was like it kept pushing me every time I listened to some shit and watching shit on Netflix or like, what the fuck? I could do that. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people that are killing it. Don't get it twisted.
Right.
Shout out to Dave Chappelle and a lot of other people that, you know, made me want to do it. You know what I mean? They're killing it. But there's a lot of people out there getting paid to do some shit that we're all fucking doing.
I mean,
you know what I mean? And we're doing that at a great level. You know what I mean? It's one of those things.
I personally feel like any comic that has a good following here in Cleveland and can make people in Cleveland laugh. They ready for the world. That's what I think. I think
Cleveland
that's
tough.
Yeah, if you can make Cleveland laugh,
Cleveland's tough.
I've had a number of good times in Cleveland.
But I'm just saying, me too. You got to be great because like I said, I was at the show when Charlie Murphy got booed off stage.
I heard that. Yeah, you told me.
I like him too. I thought it was funny, Charlie Murphy.
I was upset.
Right.
Although I've never seen his stand-up. I've always thought he was funny when I've seen him in his roles
on film and shit.
Always funny. But I haven't seen his stand-up. And those are two completely
his stand-up was, well, basically.
Different, for sure.
Two different sports. It's football and basketball.
His stand-up was basically his storytelling. Like he knew it.
Yeah, right.
And Cleveland wasn't having it.
Right.
That was the Mike Epps show. And it was, I think, Ashanti. I ain't seen her in a while.
A Mike Epps crowd. I, you know what? As much as I would want to go on tour with him because he's dope,
yeah.
But his kind of crowd is not the kind of crowd I think that my comedy would really take with.
Right.
I'm not sure they got the patience for I Am Chad.
You never know, man. You never know. You like, for example, and you were like, and I'm thankful, and I consider it a blessing. You were like one of the people that I call to do my show.
Right.
Was honest with me about, let me check it out.
Right.
And you did it.
Yeah.
And I'm grateful you did it, but I think you would be just fine in the Mike Epps crowd, bro. I really
do. Oh, for sure, dog. Yeah, man. Sure. You got personality, man.
You got comedy appeal, bro.
For sure, man.
What's up, man?
Yeah. They said, make sure you come back. You know, they liked you at my spot.
He's like, man, I'm big time. I got tours to do.
I ain't got time to come back.
That's why we got him on now, y'all.
He's amping the cables. He's telling me lies. I'm telling him I'm touring over here, man.
I'm telling you what. That's why we got his ass now, because once he starts fucking touring and shit, like, man, he'll be able to reach him. Hey, Chad, he's like, oh, dog, man.
Look, I'll do this on camera even, too. Word is bond, I owe y'all one more podcast, at the very least.
At the very least.
All right. Y'all heard it, right?
No matter what it comes to.
He gonna fly us out to wherever he is.
Wherever the fuck he's at. He coming. When he doing his residency in Vegas,
I'm not here to talk about all of that.
All of that.
But I will make another appearance on the podcast.
Yeah. Nice.
So how about how much time do you actually have? And like, did you ever like send?
I'm ready for an hour.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm ready for an hour.
You got an hour.
I'm ready.
And so, have you ever like sent anything out, like to the bookers or anything, or no?
So with the only legitimate booker that I have right now, shout out to Comic House.
Okay. Comic House.
The only legitimate booking agency that I have. I have not mentioned it to them yet because I'm still. The young duckling in the litter. You know?
Okay.
It's not time for me to quack yet.
Are you serious? They don't know what they have?
I mean, she has been very generous with her feedback.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm still new. She manages a lot in this area.
Dope.
She's a little bit of muscle. I don't want to. I just got invited in. I don't want to start knocking on the house door already.
Okay, so. But no, that's awesome. I mean, it's opportunities.
But I think I'm ready, though, for about an hour. Like, if there's local shows that have that kind of platform, that kind of setup, too. Because, I mean, you don't want to do an hour when there's seven comics.
Oh, hell
no. You know what I'm saying?
No.
An hour bit is for a host, a feature, and a very tight host, too.
Yeah.
Because people are going to be there for an hour and a half already.
Right.
And they're not going to want too much from the host. You know, fill up maybe 10 or 15 minutes for the whole thing.
Right.
For that kind of setup, locally booked, I could do that. An hour.
I tell you, I love Howie because he knows the setup, he knows the timing and everything, and that's things I'm trying to learn. You know,
it's
what I mean?
In total though, right? The comedy shit, it's a craft.
Yeah,
it's
I call it comedy practice.
Yeah,
like it's all medical.
Yeah, it's a craft, man. It's like an actor. You know what I'm saying? Just because you made a movie on Tubi, you know what I'm saying? That don't mean that you're done acting. That's not the bar of success, right?
So speaking of, have you
keep
been
grinding out?
Right. Have you been featured in any films so far?
So actually, I think I don't know if it was before camera or since that we talked about the David Arnold thing. Did we talk about him?
You said that they compared to.
That was it. I said that since we've been on camera, right? So me and my girl are in his special on Netflix. Yeah, and we got in total, we probably got about 30 seconds on camera.
I have to rewatch it.
Yeah, I got to watch it again, too.
Yeah, Anthony Mayo, shout out to my dog.
Anthony, shout out, Anthony.
He sent me a screenshot, a picture of his TV. He was like, David Arnold special. We were both sitting there in trance, too.
Nice.
It's on my Facebook. I'm off of Facebook, but he can be posted on my page.
That's
shit.
Why I couldn't at you on the thing. I just joined I just did it just to... Because a lot of people in high school, they ain't on Instagram. So I had to reach out to another fucking, audience. You know what I mean? You gotta put these reels up. Chad, you gonna do some skits now?
I'm looking for an opportunity, man.
Movie star. You was on.
I mean, I just like the. I like the. So I mean, acting is a little bit different, right? Because like, for the comedy, you know, I'm up there. I'm presenting a character. It's a solo act,
right?
You know, you don't have to worry about how does a chemistry blend, and right. You know, all it's a boxer as opposed to acting as a basketball team.
Right,
you know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
I got deal. He won his shots, and you know right. what I'm saying. So, I don't know how I Am Chad the comedian would fit into a skit, but yeah, I would. Me just Chad. Chad, I like to spell it right. just me, I would like to do some skits too. I don't know what you'll get, you know what I'm saying? You might not get the smooth transition and deep voice talking that he is described, but I would like to do some video shit.
Yeah, man, I think, yeah.
I do drama too.
Show me the CSI face.
Hold on, I'm not in CSI mindset right now. I can show my Cheech and Chong.
All day. That's all day.
All you got to do is close one eye and look at it real serious.
Just like the shirt. That's why it's one eye closed.
You got to like squint one eye and make sure you concentrate. That's the CSI look. So
that's
yeah.
how I passed my last eye exam, squinting. Man. She's like, you wear glasses? I said, no. She said, you sure?
You sure?
I was like, one more try. Hold on. Let's do it one more time. I said, let me wipe it off.
Yeah, man.
Get these readers on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a few of your skits that I saw, it was like, you know, news. So, and you said you do like, you know, current event jokes too. So are do you do any political humor?
I think politics are their own humor. You can't write it any better.
Oh, God,
right?
Hell no.
It's fucking Picasso.
It writes itself for sure all day. But, yeah, we can get in house.
I mean, I think it's funny how, it's pathetically funny, how Biden's senility and there you go, Robert Wagner. I was born Russian. What are you talking about?
This is the leader of the country.
Man. And it's the whole, I mean, like, I don't know how.
Wow.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
We're not safe for y'all, but like the whole with how the global climate is with this Ukraine shit, like you guys don't see that there's clearly an agenda in place that is not of the people's. You know what I'm saying? This is clearly a political play. They are teetering on the brink of a global collapse. War maybe, but maybe something else. Maybe just a complete implosion. Let's say we fuck up the ability to produce electricity. Back in the stone ages, man.
I know you ain't worried. Trust me.
You know what I'm saying? We don't know what the consequences of this could be. I mean, we don't know how far. Maybe just nuclear war. Still, that's no parade.
Hey, why are they talking about UFOs all of a sudden?
Why is Biden sending billions and billions and billions of assets and money to a foreign country where we have disasters here in our backyard that are unaddressed?
All the time.
Politics, if there's humor in it, you have to find it yourself, because in totality, it's a shit show and it's not a laughing matter.
Nope.
But you know, it's delicate. Different people are offended by different topics in it and stuff like that. So,
yeah. You
know, by the way, anyone listening who might want to come see me in comedy, I will always filter the room first to see what you guys want to hear.
Right. So, yeah, you told us your intro. Yeah, how's that go?
How did it go?
Worried about me saying anything you find offensive, because I'm going to ask exactly what you want. And then when you say you want me to be unadulterated, I'm gonna let you mother have it.
So see, that's the beautiful thing, because
you censor what you hear yourself.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing, because you have the material. You're able to flip flop.
Well, I can keep it. So that's a funny thing in comedy, that whole clean and not clean, right? Because there's shades, a lot of shades of gray with that, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
sure.
When people ask me about my comedy, like, is it clean? Or, I mean, it's my comedy is 18 or better, you know what I'm saying? Because I talk about real shit that happens, and I use some language that is very appropriate,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes
you gotta color the picture with all of its beauty. You gotta use those hues of pink and orange and the pretty blue, you know what I'm saying, to get it right.
But I've heard you, and you don't go, you know what I'm saying? That's,
if you think you got your 16-year-old kid snuck into a club,
you know what I'm saying?
You're going to hear some shit.
Well, if you're sneaking a 16-year-old into a club, they're fucking doing some filthy shit.
Yeah, but I'm not going to use any sexually inappropriate stuff.
Right.
There is some sexual content. I'm an adult. Sex is critical in my life, thank God. But, you know, so I'll talk about that some. I talk about relationships, you know, grown shit.
Right.
You know, someone 19 who's still smitten with his sweetheart smell of, you know, that innocence. Now, he's not going to appreciate this shit. I'm talking about when you're juggling relationship histories and toxins that are seeping in. Ooh. And, you know, all of that shit you don't understand. You think love is still pretty. It's a disaster.
Disaster.
And you navigate it as best you can.
The beautiful thing is, though, is because you're older. I know we discussed your age is unknown. But
it's forgotten. Some people know it. My mother knows.
Obviously. But you've been through shit, so you have things to talk about. That was my worry about getting into it, because I'm 44. I'll be 45 this year. I got into it, obviously, a couple years ago, and that was my fear of getting into it, because they said the 10-year thing. It's like, do I got that shit? Do I got time? That's why we hustling and doing this fucking pot. We got to fucking get out there. We got merch. Hey, people, subscribe.
Don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Hit the like button.
Hit the like button, share, and subscribe. Yeah, we ain't got time for that shit. So it's like, that's why when I go up, I get out once a week, but I come prepared. You know, you got people go up there and they look at their phones. They're like, oh, I forgot what I was about to even say. You know, I didn't even write nothing tonight. And I'm like, shit, I ain't got time to waste. I got to take every fucking time on stage, every, you know, chance.
Like Gab Gab.
Yeah. And build that shit up. So
ship
it's like
your own sail when the wind is fucking blowing.
Yeah. So you got that. So it's good you have that experience. You got a lot of shit to talk about. You know what I'm saying? So you got, that's dope, an hour. I think I got about like a half hour.
I got an hour.
This motherfucker. You got a lot of filler. Yeah.
Cool Z might start talking with that deep Barry Manilow boy. They might have to pass out some coffee. This is a senior segment coming up, y'all. Right. He about to talk real smooth. Like this, and, you know, just about to go on to sleep a little bit.
Y'all feeling good?
Soon the server will be around with your complimentary coffee, y'all. Make sure
that's right. Show you right.
The Marvelous Love. Shout out to Blue.
Yeah, man.
I remember my mother had his album covers all around her. She thought Barry White was dumb. Yeah.
I mean,
I wish I did have a Barry
album covers.
Voice.
How old do you guys think? So this is starting to become a lot of my newer material. I'm noticing the disparity between me and my nieces and nephews.
Oh,
right?
Sure.
My oldest niece is about to get married. She's 22.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So they're spread out between 22 and 13. And I am just realizing what a compilation of dump trucks that generation is, man.
You have no idea.
Ooh, I'm beginning to get one. Beginning to get one, man. Oh. They didn't know what a paperboy was.
Listen, I was one.
Was my first job.
Tell this guy was.
Man,
phone booths either.
So
yeah, phone booths.
Man, they are almost out of touch.
It's rough. Like my granddaughter's 7. She woke up this morning at 6:30, right? Early as fuck. I don't know why, but she woke up the earliest morning, right on TikTok. It's going. Mm-mm. It's my kind of my fault. I got her into it.
I went to the meal that with the repass.
Yeah.
You know what the repass is. You know what repass is? So after, see, that's after, why I was torn on how I should approach it.
After the funeral, the family gets together and eat.
Okay, on the way. Yeah. Okay.
So I was at this repast, and it was funny how I observed that everyone 30-ish and over was looking for some place to sit down or to hang a coat or to help in the kitchen. Everybody 18 and under was crowding around plugs outlets. It was a complete shit show, man. Yeah. I was like, look at this craziness, man.
Yeah. It's sad. I'll tell you what. There was this TikTok video I seen. We talked about it on one episode where, I don't know if it was in China, but there was a classroom and all these kids were putting together...
Rubik's Cube.
No, fucking guns. Taking them apart, putting them together like 9mm. And they're like, that's why our fucking kids are going to fucking
They're ready for the big meltdown.
Well, I was always saying, man, you look, did they take dodgeball out of fucking schools?
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying, man? We grew up, dude.
Dodgeball.
They need to put fist fight in it. These motherfuckers.
Yeah. I would have rather took a fist fighting other than the fucking square dance.
Yeah, right.
Your facts.
Right, for sure.
Let me see. The most ridiculous class I have ever taken was... I don't think I ever really took a ridiculous class.
No, you seem like you enjoy learning.
Yeah, I was quite a particular education.
Yeah.
Because I had a lot of... So I started out parochial, right? Okay. But you guys got to kind of appreciate... this is kind of tipping my hat a lot towards my age, but I came up like when, you know, there were the lines of race were still kind of clearly drawn. Yeah. Like it was kind of taboo for my mother to be screwing and having kids with a black man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When they split, now my mother is trying to educate us all as white children. And there is people of backgrounds aren't going to really appreciate this shit, but there are
differences.
You guys know it, but you guys haven't experienced them both intimately like this. There are definite cultural different backgrounds.
100%.
And so my mother is trying to educate us as a white Roman Catholic, Christian children.
Yeah, yeah.
And my dad's side of the family, who shares custody with me,
for sure,
is it's a completely different everything.
I can imagine.
The entire household, they are two different galaxies, man.
Yep,
you know what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure.
And the duplicity created a lot of adaptability, which creates creativity. And that's probably why I write and have found this way to express and create, because I've always been mischievously creative. For sure. Which is why I told you guys my mother had to take me to those horror movies.
Yeah, right.
My mother literally said this. I saw this picture of me one time, right? I was all dapper, had on this little sports vest and matching shorts, right? I was like, damn, I was a sharp little baby. She was like, baby, I kept you sharp so that if one of your relatives came by and wanted to take you with them, you would already be dressed to go.
Oh, ain't that a bitch?
Real shit, man. Then she couldn't, like, nobody, everybody in the family loved me and wanted to cut. They would stop by and pinch my cheeks. And if we stopped over, they would, you know, my grandma would want to feed me and shit.
Right,
but
right.
If she was like, Well, my grandmother's name was Audrey. My mother would be like, well, Audrey, I'm going to just leave Chad here for a couple hours. She'd be like, no, no, Pat, no. The best you can do is a half hour, and you're going to have to come get this boy because he won't sit still. And yeah, man, I was just, I had to be my hamster. Never just kept going. Never stopped running, man.
Just kept going.
Yeah. Never stopped running.
But, hey, you found a way to calm it, though.
A little bit. That's what I say,
you
man.
You bottled it up.
Comedy is therapeutic.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, you bottled that shit up. That's
hey. That's why I say I appreciate the audience probably twice as much as they appreciate me.
It's a good feeling, though, when you're on a show, right? Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, thank you for coming and supporting this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a good feeling that people are coming.
I might be out here doing who knows what if I ain't been spent this time.
Think about it.
Yeah, man.
Because what else am I going to do? I'm fucking working in a warehouse.
Might be. Eating Tide Pods. I don't know what might start. Just thoughts I may have.
They look like they actually taste good.
They do look delicious.
They do come in some good smelling flavors.
And they all fucking look colorful as fuck.
Yeah. First thing they say, do not eat.
They got sued for making some of them advertised. They were advertising them as flavors.
Ooh.
Like Tropical Punch Tide Pods and shit like that.
What the? And yeah. You know, some dummy ate it.
Something
or tasted wiper, or something.
Or whatever. Something. But I mean, Tide had to pull that shit from the shelf. And like sometimes
tropical,
you hear
corporate
ideas like that make you realize how lost America is and how far
politics
are out of our hands.
Yeah.
Money is so inappropriated. And
oh, it's all ran by money. That's the worst thing when you find we talked about this before. The older you get, the more you realize there it's upsetting because you realize how money runs everything. That's why I gave up on the president a long time ago. That's just a figurehead. The fact that they have fucking Bernie walking up there, fucking just. I mean, come on, man.
Well, you know, that was like the crucible of what Nelson Mandela was screaming about in South Africa. He wanted not just a change in the people that were in the political positions. But he wanted a new political system as a whole. Like, no, we don't even want this shit you're promoting at all.
Right.
We want to do our own government, not the people.
Well, it's too entrenched, and they got their hands in everything. And it's so hard, like, with all these, like, different organizations, the FBI, CIA. I mean, they killed Kennedy. All these things, you know what I mean? Let's think back
what about 9/11? Who did that?
Oh, that's tough, man. That's just, I think it has to be organized because you got to look at the facts. You got to look at the facts.
You
I
think mean, we're being propaganda with this
all
Ukraine
day.
Shit too, right?
Oh, come on, man.
I think we're watching the medallion swing back and
I don't
and forth
watch TV everybody. For that reason.
It's a horror show.
I don't watch,
that shit
look,
makes your skin tough.
I took a class in college back in 2009, 10, whatever the case, somewhere around there. But it was like propaganda and media and propaganda or some shit. It had to do all about propaganda. They talked about Hitler and how he was able to take control and things like that by filming them in certain ways. They, you know, like media and Hollywood is all about it. That's all they do is for the government is propagandize things and fucking. I think they were built on that purpose in the beginning.
So you know how in magic, there's always a hand that does something that you never see
right,
it do.
Right.
And that is exactly how the magic happens.
Right.
Hollywood is the government's magic hand.
Yep.
Right.
All we'll
day.
Make you see whatever the fuck we
exactly.
want you to see.
Yep. Yep.
And
the police
sure.
are needed.
I mean,
we need SWAT battalions and fucking...
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Parma Heights or every jurisdiction, you know what I'm saying? The money is so inappropriate and the enforcement factor is like they're almost oppressive. You can feel
to piggyback on what you said. I'm rolling with you on that. To piggyback on what you said, like for me, that Will Smith slap
right
was a distraction.
Oh, for sure.
You know
all
what I mean?
Shit.
It was a distraction to take away from something else. Another thing you gotta realize is in this area, think about all the fires that's been happening lately.
Right.
These warehouse fires.
Right.
What's the
general?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, people not paying attention.
The general public is the biggest victim of deception. Like the government is extremely orchestrated, and they are the master of hoodwinking and bamboozlement.
Yeah.
Well, because you got the majority of people who fucking think that the government, like in majority of places, who are just like where I grew up, you know, shout out to Erie, PA, but a lot of these places, even around here, everyone's going to work doing their regular shit every day to retire.
Where you stay at in Pennsylvania?
Erie.
Oh, you know where Harbor Creek is?
Yeah.
I done do juvenile time in there.
Really? Oh, shit.
Boys school, boys reform. It wasn't juvenile time.
I was probably there when you were there.
Man, Harbor Creek.
My son went to school there, actually. High school. That's where
Harbor Creek?
Yeah, that's where he's a soccer stud. He revamped the name. Shout out to him for high school props. I was second team all day.
Harbor Creek High was actually where I probably
Husky.
Was first. Yeah. Black and orange, right?
Yeah.
That was probably where I was first smitten with a Caucasian woman.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. So you know about Captain Jack's.
that's the place that I make up.
Waldemere.
Waldemere Park.
How long were you over in that area?
He was in before, like
I was in
so you didn't get to go out.
Right before I left, my last 6 months, they let me go out to Harbor Creek High.
Okay.
They have a group inside Harbor Creek.
Yeah.
Boys' school. I was about to call that motherfucker reformatory. But I mean, technically it same, is. But yeah. Right. But they have a select group that they let. Allow as a privilege, it's called outside school.
Okay.
And usually it's the guys that are getting ready to go home. Right. It's like a kind of a reorientation almost.
Yes. Right. Hey, yeah. Guess what? You're about to go in a real life.
Right. Yeah. You know. So
did you get to go out and go anywhere? Did you go to Waldemere or anything?
No, we went to, what's the amusement park?
Waldemere.
Oh, is that what it's called? Yeah. I don't remember. Okay. That was a long time. I was 12.
Right, but still. Like but you know what I'm saying? That's kind of cool just being in that little ass spot. It's not bad for what it was. Mm-hmm. Shitty.
There was a deaf kid there. I think I was around, this may have perhaps been a situation for the authorities, and in fact, it probably was handled by him. But there was a kid at that reform school with me, named Kevin Patton. He wore a hearing aid, right? He was deaf or in one ear and could barely hear out the other. So it was a disaster for him. and he was out at the outside school, and they were walking on those train tracks that run right by the boys' school.
By them motherfuckers.
And yeah, man, he got hit by a train. Damn. Is what they him and a couple other kids were walking by. I was still inside. I wasn't allowed out yet.
Wow.
He got hit on the. But he was in my dorm and shit.
Wow.
And I remember they brought the news to us. They had us all come to the TV room and shit. And they were like, Kevin's not coming back. We're going to go back and pack his shit. And you guys are going to see, you know, but that's it. He's
gone.
So, yeah, they didn't tell us right away what happened. It took some time to get that, you know, he died on the train tracks.
Damn.
I remember the state authorities coming up in there and they were asking questions and shit like that. And they were, you know, interviewed his people that were in his, so we were on the same level, the junior level,
right.
But there were different dorms. They interviewed all the people in his dorm and shit.
Damn. Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, man. Shit. Yeah. See, that's life. I actually, when my son was born, we actually had a house, me and his baby mama, like right where those fucking tracks go by, further from the school. It wasn't right by the school, but.
Who's your ex-wife, Justin?
Yeah, ex-wife. I mean, come on, it's 8 months. More so baby mama. I mean, technically it was 8 months. But
you said I do. You did.
Legally, it was like 10 years it took to get the divorce, but we only lasted 8 months after we got married. Which is funny because we were more of a relationship.
Which I had like a broom hopping marriage or just like go to Vegas? Let's
We had a full blown out fucking.
Yeah, some of that young love, that shit I said that older people get it.
Right.
Yeah, older people get it. You still think it's all sweet petunias and shit. I'll give a girl the flowers and that's it. You happy ever after.
Yeah, it was one of those
days. Heartache.
I had a kid at 19, so I got married at 20. Yep. And that shit lasted till she turned. Man. Yep. Well, that was the problem of growing up at that age because it was like, okay, I got a kid, so guess what? The only reason why is because I was going to go in the Air Force at that time.
I would rather sit around with my dudes and play Xbox, talk shit, and fucking drink beer and be perverse and burp.
The one time I didn't pull out.
I wanted to get a woman next to me at night.
The one time I didn't pull out in Canada.
It's a disaster, man. I got to, yeah.
But he's 25 now. He just turned 25.
Your boy was old.
Shout out to my son. My child support days are done. You know, all the motherfucking, my second.
And he's a gent now. He's a gent. He's on his own. He's a horse on the wild now. You can stop by the stable and nibble on some hay, but you're your own horse.
Yep. He's doing good. No, he's not really. He's staying with my parents.
Hey, man, hey.
Shout out to the grandparents.
Listen to this, man. There are worse trails that a child can travel.
Oh, for sure.
Be grateful for what you got. I've been through some humbling times in life that have taught me to be appreciative of very small
shit. You got
any
children, man?
One that I don't know.
Okay.
But it doesn't make me a disaster of a dad. It's a circumstance.
Circumstance. It's not always your fault.
It's very mitigatable.
Right. There's a lot of things that happen.
That's a real word, too. Mitigatable.
That's not one of your
I don't think so. But and so that was another thing when we were growing up with that. Sometimes me and my oldest two siblings, and this does not apply to the younger ones, they are excluded. In fact, they are the stems of the impossibility. But my older siblings sometimes would pass words off that phonetically and predicated on the education we had sounded plausible. Uh-huh. Just like I just said, mitigatable.
Right.
That phonetically works out. Like I can see it in my head. I can see the phonetic changes being applied. I can hear it in more than just my sentence.
Yeah.
But that's questionable as to whether the legitimate is
it could be compiled. Like if you know what words mean,
yeah,
prefixes
and
stuff,
you can just make someone get it.
Yeah.
Impossibility is that word. When you hear it, you get it.
Yep.
Same thing. Yep. People that have been around me and my closer circle, they start to get the words like rubulate, because that has expanded. It's my family joke, but there are some people close to us that get it. Yeah. And dump truck too. Like I like to use, because everything has become offensive now. You can't call people this or that or anything that might be slightly negative.
Have you ran into that?
What?
Luckily, I haven't ran into that because I don't call people much anyway. So, have you ran into those issues? Like, I hear people
talk
about it all
the
time.
With being opinionated. And,
really?
I find that a little boxing-ish. I feel like.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's why we have this podcast, so you don't have to feel opinion. You can speak your opinions. That
Then people, and so.
They fire back, so what? Everyone has their opinion.
I'm not into comedy to do that kind of stuff.
For sure, yeah. That's why I
don't
do rather
be. I Am Chad is a comedian. Don't fuck around.
Right.
Outside of that.
Right. Well, hey, no, those are the rules. I wasn't always a comedian. That's outside of that.
No,
you
but
know what
you,
I'm
you, you, you
if
gotta
you
be...
know me by my first name, then you don't really know me. So.
Right. Yeah, but I'm saying, like, you know, like, you got to know, anybody that's a fan of comedy, they know that some of the best comics are well-informed.
Right.
You know, like, kind of well-educated, well-spoken, and well-informed. And
well-opinionated.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's the first and foremost.
The tie with that is that it's because you have to have the ability to be creative. You have to convey a story.
Yes.
You have to be able to make it up and now present it to someone else.
Right.
Because it's just like all of us. We hear a comedian and we're like, oh, man, that exact goddamn thing happened to me at the grocery store. The same thing, play by play.
Right.
But he was able to create it and present it so that now people like you can share and know, we're common, man. This shit happens to me, too.
All the time.
But I get everybody in this room to get it at the same time.
Right. Yeah. That's the beauty of it.
You got to have that universe. You got to be able to appeal to people, the masses. You know, that's why, you know, cutthroat comics, you know, I mean, slasher-type comics aren't popular because that's not going to appeal, but to maybe... someone in your family might think that's funny and encourage you to do that shit.
Right,
but you know,
That's why I don't really do. I don't do much topical stuff. I don't really hit political shit yet.
I'm drunk. I feel like I'm babbling.
You're doing a great job. That's what the podcast is all about. Are you kidding me? I'm sorry.
We want to hear you talk, man.
You're doing just fine, man.
Yeah.
Trust me, like that. That's why, like I said, I don't get too topical because there's so many people like with COVID. I didn't write one COVID joke.
You guys vaxxed?
Nope.
Man.
Did
fuck
not get this poke.
Nope. I got anthrax.
But what's your reasons? Why you say?
Why? I've been 40...
distrust or just medical belief? Or...
I had it and I was fine.
The government or?
Well, for sure that.
My only problem is I don't feel like they were telling the truth.
Not at all.
Because the truth doesn't change.
It felt very suspicious.
It was like,
super suspicious. All right,
you get COVID. Okay, we have a vaccine. Vaccines is a cure. Okay. So it won't prevent you from getting COVID, but it will help reduce some of the symptoms. That was one of the first change. You have to quarantine for 15 days. You have to quarantine for 10 days. Now you quarantine for 5 days.
Yeah.
It's like, it keeps changing. And it's like...
dude, from breath.
And then, okay, and all these different manufacturers was like, we got our version. We have our version of the vaccine.
From breath.
One of the things I realized is, I forget what month it was, Hank Aaron was like...
and then took that shit and went to heaven.
20 days later.
Right.
My goodness,
it was on
man.
The second... and he died on the 22nd. I forget the month, but he took it on the 2nd, died on the 22nd.
Dude, this girl I went to high school with, her cousin, who was probably my age, 40s, got it, was fine before that. After that, blood clot, died.
This is an official prognostication.
Something significant. Because of that.
Something of epic proportions is going to happen. Something significant, maybe not of epic proportions, on 4/4.
4/4?
Yeah.
That's before my birthday. That sucks.
Hmm. Well, you know.
I hope not, but maybe it'll be me getting a Netflix deal.
That's definitely fucking epic.
Of course. I'm dope. More likely to get a shot in Tubi, but.
Tubi coming to you
is
soon.
Good,
you
too. No, Tubi is free, man.
That's a start, dog.
I know, it is. It's exposure. It's out there. I love you, Tubi. I'm just fucking. I got your free app. You know, I got you on the mobile, too.
I'm praying UFOs come.
Is the bar still open or am I cut off?
Huh?
Is the bar still open?
Yeah.
A chainsaw? Do we need to go outside and cut chainsaws?
I'll do it right now.
Oh, we're good? Okay. We just keep rolling?
Yeah, keep rolling.
And he's talking in the background?
Yeah, okay.
Like a rude house guest?
This is how we do shit.
Around. He's being, Isaac, we got a white Isaac, the bar keep.
Do a little bit of that. And we're going to fill it up the rest of the way.
Right.
Oh, damn, there's probably more ice than that.
There you go.
Damn.
Heck yeah. If you're just tuning in, we are with Chad. I am Chad.
I'm here of my own free volition.
That's right.
Can you imagine me sending shout-out letters if I had been kicked out, abducted somewhere in a foreign country, and they're like, all right, we want you to shout back to the... your comedy, your social networks, and tell them you're held hostage. I'm on Cleveland Akron Comedy talking about, hey, you guys, man, they got me fucked up over here. They didn't appreciate none of the goddamn jokes I brought over here.
They look, he didn't know. He almost got abducted because he went to the wrong house.
Sure did, in Parma, in the dark.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good.
And the Pineapple Citrus and Cherry Limeade Sparkling Energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
With a hood on.
With a hoodie on.
I took my hood off. When I saw it was the wrong address, I took my hood down to get out of there.
You know everybody got rings and stuff.
No doubt, man. Big Brother's watching. They're all connected. And everybody's got a peep show. And man, the world's a shit show, man. Damn. I think the problem is people don't mind their own goddamn business a lot.
Well, now with cell phones. Everyone wants to.
So this is like people have prognosticated. This is like the mark of the devil.
It is in some ways. A little bit.
It's the chip they got in you now, or whatever.
Well, they can fall. They can.
What do you guys think about that coming digital currency shit?
I got a little bit of it. I had to get rid of some.
It's a shit show, man. I'm telling you, man, it's a cyclone of a shit show, boy. If you ain't getting high, you should start.
For sure, right?
Fucking just open up.
Yeah, that's why I'm just watching this shit. Look.
Rob an ambulance and just take whatever they got in the back of that motherfucker.
During COVID, I just watched everything. I just watched TV.
Not rob an ambulance.
I watched my mother-in-law.
There's less time than a CVS.
If you do, give me...
I'm not a lawyer.
I need some mace bandages. Drop some off.
I watched my mother-in-law day by day watching the news, like losing her shit. I'm like, just stop. Just stop watching it. Yeah. That's what they... Stop.
That's what my girl keeps telling me, man, but I can't, that shit is a drug to me. Listen, when I get up in the mornings, this is my, if this doesn't happen, the sun isn't coming up, the alarm goes off, on the second snooze, I get up, I come in the kitchen, I walk through to the front of the house, I let Boomer out, I go back in, I hit the TV, after I let the dog out, I hit the TV, I go to the kitchen, make coffee, put it on, come back up. Watch the dog for a minute, let him back in, get coffee, sit down and watch the news. I'm there because I'm in the elements, right? So I gotta watch for the weather. But I see all the other shit, man, and that shit is like a soap opera for real.
It's upsetting.
Some of it's accurate.
But they pick and choose.
They do, man. And that's what I don't like. We are filtered like so commercials, ads,
yes.
100% of the time with me. Personally, I mute them. If it comes on TV, a commercial, on the radio, on my Pandora, whatever. If it is not shit, I'm there to hear.
So, I
work in a truck. If I got the music up loud, or I'm in my car, I got the music up loud, and then an ad suddenly jumps on, and then it's three times louder. Literally, it makes me feel like I need to reach for an inhaler. I have like this huge panic attack. My anxiety that I talk about in my jokes, that shit is honest to God. My anxiety gets me worked up. I get super fidgety and like I fucking like get ready to just snap because I
feel like it's just,
like there's not order around me. Right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I gotta have some kind of realm for me to be at peace. You know what I'm saying? And those ads are so intrusive and they're. Right. Putting these thoughts in everybody's heads that you're not asking for. I'm not shopping for fucking insurance. I don't need to buy some brand of your whatever shit is. Yeah, whatever you're pushing at me. I don't want to hear about toxic side effects of a goddamn medication my doctor may have just gave me. What the fuck am I supposed to do now? You know what I'm saying, man? So... I don't know, man.
It sucks.
And I just feel like the public is just have become such lambs, man. And there's such this fucked up sense of entitlement that everybody feels. And we're all in these weird bubbles and there's no more village to raise the children.
No, you know what I'm saying?
It is every man for himself. It's run for your life out here damn near, man.
It is till that power goes out.
Shit, fucking people are watching the Kardashians and they think life is a lollipop, you know? I mean, I get it. When you're young, you don't really conceptualize. But the older I get, the sooner I'm ready to fucking go. Shit, almost, man. My people were like, me and my dudes sit around. I got this game I play called What If or Would You Rather. And so I play with my family and friends. I'll fuck around with you guys at Funny Stop one day. But they were like, would you rather go back and be like 7 years old right now or hit for like some money right now. And I'm like, man, fucker, give me the money. Yeah. I don't want to go back. And by the time I get to this age now again, man, it's going to be more than I can mentally ingest. My hamster isn't that make and model. He's a gas. Well, I still got a carbureted engine.
I'll probably go back.
No, why? I'm not where I want to be.
Billie Jean would be me. Yeah, I would make
Billie Jean.
Oh, my God.
That'll be my song.
Hell no. I'm exactly where I need to be in the world. I'm doing comedy.
I'll go back and make Billie Jean.
And I got a podcast where I can just speak my shit.
Say that again.
Time travel? I don't think so.
You think they know how to time travel?
I think so.
Do you think they've been to the moon?
No.
Do you think it's a flat earth?
No.
No.
I think they have been to the moon, but I think the moon visit that everybody see was fake for a reason.
Yep.
Because I heard...
I think when they got there, they were like, what the fuck did we stumble upon? Yeah. And they were like, get the fuck off. Don't ever come back.
I heard something like they filmed Armstrong. That shit.
Is it interesting?
All those astronauts got threatened, and they wasn't allowed to talk about.
Did you
what
see
they
the
saw.
Press conference afterwards? Mm-mm. Look at their fucking faces, dog.
Yeah, they
weren't looking like they did something exciting and accomplishing. They looked like they were scared as fuck.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I was heard that they
rewatch that press conference.
I will check it out. I was told that they saw other beings, other shit up there set up like different stations and shit up on the moon. And if they talked about it, they'll kill their family, their grandkids. And that's why they stick into that script of the moonwalking shit like that.
So you're talking about it was like some Cloverfield monsters up there or some shit?
Not Cloverfield monsters,
fucking
but
5 points of contact. Well, look,
They said they saw other beings. They like set up. It was almost like if you could think the best way, my translation was it was like a pilot. You know, like the truck stop. You know how all the
trucks
right.
Yeah.
It was
like a
space pilot.
They're
like a Lowe's or some shit.
Yeah, for real. up there with like with different entities up there. And if you talked about it.
Like some Men in Black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Almost. Basically. Yeah. Almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think Men in Black is closer to the truth? Or you think
they've been entertaining us with the truth for a long time.
Right.
You hold it up Hollywood. To, you remember Star Trek.
Yeah.
They was communicating on those flip phones. We passed that technology now.
Yep.
Yeah, too sure.
Yeah. So it's like they entertain us with the truth. Notice like...
That's what I'm saying. Hollywood is what really is going on. That's Hollywood. Hollywood is their magic hand because they filter all the information we get.
Yep. Close Encounters of the Third Kind was actually...
Don't let these motherfuckers know what we're doing. Feed them this. Smoke them mirrors. Have Fresh Prince smack Chris Rock.
Right.
They don't this is it. The American public is being hit with the oldest military tactic in the book, divide and conquer.
Right.
We are so divisive that they're easily in control right now. Oh. They're not under no duress to make any real changes. We ain't.
This country is on autopilot. Look at who's running it.
No, it ain't on autopilot.
It's on autopilot.
No, who they're showing you is on autopilot, but, you know, they still making moves.
I think the flight crew is working with the enemy. We're in worse shape than we know.
Well, look, these are facts. You've all seen Ancient Aliens. Have you watched that shit?
I don't think so.
Oh, Chad. Oh, my God. The Anunnaki. So you don't know nothing about Anunnaki?
Tommy Knockers, Stephen King,
Anunnaki, what are they called? The something gods?
The Anunnaki is supposedly who came from planet Nibiru a long time ago and created us. Mm-hmm. They're the ones who mix their DNA.
It's like 20 of them? I mean, it's a bunch of them.
Well, the Anunnaki are the main ones. They had like multiple. They were the ones who had like.
What is this, like some Lord of the Rings?
This is stuff etched in stone that they found in Samarra in Iraq, or you know, in Samaria. Yeah, Samarra. All these things are etched in stone back. You know, and they found so things that they find like that. You got to watch Ancient Aliens because your mind's about to be blown.
So,
if you already think the way you do and you don't...
I like sitting at the house getting my motherfucking mind
you're about
blown.
You're about to enjoy
your
life.
Bear change.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, all of that
check this out, man. They said... Well, this is a conspiracy theory, but they said when they did the... you remember they were searching for weapons of mass destruction?
Yeah.
They said that war was actually about a Stargate. They were fighting over a Stargate.
Really?
Conspiracy theory.
I mean,
They you guys, so given that I am a conspiracy theorist, I definitely believe that there are more ideas out there than the ones that are being presented to my little narrow mind.
Right.
And like I just said, you guys, those are some interesting theories about the moon shit that I never heard. But now that I am a theorist, all of this shit is plausible. For real, we don't know what I didn't punch in on the clock that day at the office, so I don't know what the fuck really went on. I wasn't on a spaceship.
Right.
I'm being told some shit that I don't know how many hands this shit has been through.
You know what movie is the best? Truman Show.
The Truman Show with Jim Carrey.
Have you ever seen that?
I don't think so.
That's a movie, right?
Yeah. Please watch that.
Because I thought it was serious. That's why I haven't watched it.
Please watch it. Please watch it. You'll be like...
I like Jim Carrey. He's
what
funny.
The fuck? Dude, that movie is basically... Okay, I'm going to give you the synopsis, and then you can go and watch it. Everyone probably... No spoiler alerts. It's been out forever. It's basically a baby that was adopted by a movie production, and they just filmed his whole life. They built this studio... And his whole life was in this studio.
Everything was fake, man.
The parents, but he had no idea. Cameras everywhere. And then one day he finds out, but
wow,
fucking nuts. And it's almost like,
yeah.
Jim Carrey or Robin Williams? One's got to go.
Shit. God, I'd say Robin Williams. It's because I love Jim Carrey, but without Robin Williams, there's no Jim Carrey.
Pretty much.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. That is a very fair takeaway.
That's the chicken and the egg. He came first.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, so basically.
That's where he got his. But and that's the funny thing about comedy. He was up on stage doing shit like a fucking crab. That's what Jim Carrey was doing for like 5 minutes. I would have been like, what the fuck is this dude doing? Meanwhile, he's one of the fucking best actors out there, you know what I mean, as far as physical comedy and all that shit goes.
Yeah,
Prince or Michael Jackson? What music archive has to disappear?
God,
that's tough, man.
Bye, Michael Jackson. I love Prince.
He is badass. That's my motherfucker, man.
Plus, I probably got more booty than fucking
that's
Prince.
My motherfucker. Yeah, Prince is badass.
The reason why I don't think that's fair. Is because Prince could have named himself music.
For sure.
Michael Jackson was a great entertainer, and they put the best with him. But Prince played all his instruments.
Wrote his own music.
His own music.
Yeah, facts.
And
mad respect.
And all of the groups offer him, like The Time,
right?
Sheila E., were all of his, Prince's alter egos.
Right.
Those were his alter egos that he set out there.
And Purple Rain was much better than fucking Wiz.
Way better.
Shit.
You kidding me? Shit.
I enjoy both of those movies. But it was like, you know, Prince and Michael are two different, way too different.
Ben the Rat. Was Michael Jackson in that, or he just did the music for it?
He did the song Ben.
Right. He wasn't in the movie, though.
No, he wasn't in there.
Has he ever been in a movie?
Oh, Michael Jackson, The Wiz.
Oh well, yeah. Other than that, I'm talking.
The Wiz and
videos.
I think he did like a Moonwalker thing.
I was thinking about that, but that was like a video, what?
I think you know what though, man. And like, so now this statement is made because I gave up on rap music probably.
Right.
Completely probably.
Listening
about,
or doing? You were rapping.
No, I don't engage at all. I completely gave up on it like probably 5 years ago. Like, I don't have any interest in nothing they talk about. I don't give a fuck about finding that one good apple on the tree anymore.
Right.
But I think in totality, rap music probably since the mid-80s somewhere has been an abomination and a weapon used against black culture.
I think it was before that.
It has been used. Music has been weaponized. And it is another hit on the rod that is the spear of divide and conquer.
Right.
It is breaking. It is. It's worse than pork. It's almost as bad as slavery.
Mm.
You know, it's worse than crack. I think rap music is worse than crack.
Well, to piggyback on what you said earlier, they use. Remember, I always say they entertain us with the truth. One of our favorite childhood shows was G.I. Joe.
Right.
G.I. Joe had this group called Cold Slither.
Yeah, right.
We are Cold Slither. You'll be joining us soon. It was like...
I remember Cobra.
Yeah.
I remember
Cold
Cobra.
Slither was the...
Zartan.
Yeah, the Dreadnought brought out Cold Slither, right?
Yeah.
It was like, that was an attack. It was like, you know how Cobra just used to pop on every screen? They were playing that song, and it was like to hypnotize the kids and stuff
like that.
So they entertaining us with the truth, with the, like what you said with the rap music. Like, it's like, notice like, I noticed a pattern, because I listen to rap, but, you know, as long as, I'm gonna just use this one rapper by XXX, Tentacion or something like that.
Perfect name for him.
He was rapping and he was depressed. He was talking about taking all these drugs. He got all out of airplay during that, what was happening. And then right when he changed it and was telling people, you got something to live for. Live. Be healthy. He got killed.
Mm. Wasn't that the same label that has like all the rappers killed?
They are connected.
They have a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another frontier of orchestrated devastation by the government.
Right. And
the powers that be. You know, like the 1%ers, like the Rockefellers and the Cargills and the whatever the fuck the keepers of the gate are. That right. whole select group, right. man. You know, Cargill Salt, downtown Cleveland. Y'all hip to them?
I haven't been there.
No.
So it's a huge, they got a monopoly on the salt to come. Well, Morton's got some shit out in
What's the name of it down there?
Cargill.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
You know, that's just a subsidiary. They are a worldwide, mega, mighty conglomerate.
Really?
They are the single largest distributor of food.
Jeez.
Wow.
I think I heard that.
So, like these companies that have that kind of control, man,
right.
they are there. There is initiative with them, identical to the way that there is initiative in medicine to treat
Lord.
And not cure.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? We can't make no fucking money if you idiots come in here and fix everything, you morons. Yep.
So it's basically,
drag them out. So they deal with a couple of fucking side effects. So what?
Right.
It's the plan that we was raised on, bro. Like, we were raised to be sick.
Right.
A balanced breakfast was chicken abortions, pig ass. All right? Okay. Water is potatoes. Water is potatoes. Bacon is grease.
Right.
What does that do? If you ever did the dishes,
clog shit up.
It's gonna separate, but it's not gonna separate in us.
Oh yeah.
So that's what we eating. We eating potatoes with grease with bacon.
Oh well, they lied about the food pyramid in the beginning.
That's what I'm saying. So
yeah.
it was all to
money.
No, it was all to guarantee that we will be having type 2 diabetes.
For sure.
It was all guaranteed, so the high blood pressure medication.
It's upsetting when you learn all these facts.
Yeah, just like when they use majority in the inner city.
Right.
They start building a record off the young black boys in like the third grade.
I think I like to laugh because reality is so sad.
Isn't it?
And
it sucks
really
because
is,
you
man.
Can't really do nothing in the
You
scale.
Can't, man. You're really
you know
helpless,
mean?
Man.
It is
a shit show out here, man.
So that's why, look, hold on real quick. That's why, look, when life, you know, there's obviously we all been through stuff personally, you know what I'm saying? And when I came to the conclusion to do comedy, it was one of those things that gave me a purpose because it's like, I see people out there doing it. I know we could all do it. You know what I'm saying? At that level, because I've watched these Netflix specials and we could all do what they're doing. No problems. And it's like, that's something to live for and to be with your family. Look, people are in such a rat race. They have no idea what it's going to end. All this bullshit that you're trying to get is going to end. So I like to enjoy going out and making people laugh. It gives me something. You know what I mean? That moment when you're up there, people are
that
laughing.
Helps,
you're telling
yeah,
you shit.
Absolutely.
Can people see my people's dialect? Like, is the video quality that good?
Hell no, that Bon-Z made it look better.
Our mics are so good, it picks up your hair growing on your face.
You know what I'm saying?
So, like, I mean, breath conscious. I don't want people like that. No, Chad sounded like he was about to die in that motherfucking interview.
No, hey, you know what? At the end of the day, the area we in, I know we, you know, we want to, you know, tour to, you know, wherever, but our area really needs comedy.
Area or era?
Shit, both. Era,
like Cleveland?
Our area and era.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, everything, both.
I got you.
We definitely need to laugh, and I'm glad that I'm able to be contribute to that.
Right, right.
Yeah, for real, man.
Yeah, if you ever see
we passing out umbrellas for the rainstorm of life. Y'all need to come get this shelter.
That's right. Hey, you know what? And
I like that. I won't even remember that.
Yeah, it's gonna be on. It's recorded, man.
Thank goodness. I can't repeat it right now. What I say, laughter is.
He said, "Mama can't say, Mama sorry."
He trying to throw me off. Watch this though. Umbrellas are the shelter for the rainstorm. Laughter are the is the umbrellas of. For the range, we got it on video. Some shit like that.
It's recorded. Hey, look, I tell you what, everybody, if you ever see I Am Chad on a bill,
make sure you check him out.
Check him out. Go see his show. You won't be disappointed.
Please come down, man. I had these shirts there too.
For sure.
You might get them for free, but they might be $20 too.
They might be. So expect to pay $20 for those great shirts, because look at them.
But I Am Chad Comedy is also my Cash App. I keep everything real simple. I Am Chad Comedy. I know you guys are getting high too. It's
DM my secret. DM them if you want a shirt. You'll find a way to get it to you.
Yeah, show it.
This episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast, brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services, help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trust, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right!
Hey, Jay, where they can find you at, baby?
And pay for postage. You can find me at Justin Pullen Comedy on Instagram, people.
And I am the _great_CoreP. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Pocket Podcast. Don't forget to hit the like and the subscribe button. Yo, and Chad, where can they find you, man?
I'm Chad Comedy, baby. On TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube.
And make sure you come check us out March 30th. He's going to be headlining. I'm featuring.
I'm going to be there.
Come check it out.
I'm gonna be there. He gonna be there. We gonna be there.
He gonna be there. Come check us out.
Yeah.
Come get this umbrella.
Yeah. Peace out.
Midnight Podcast. Midnight Podcast. Midnight Podcast.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.